This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For those of you who keep track of these kinds of things, and I know there are many of you, there's going to be one fewer Republican on stage for the CNN GOP debate day after tomorrow. Actually, it's going to be two fewer. Former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore hasn't done well enough in the polls to even make the JV debate before the main event. And as you might have heard, former Texas Governor Rick Perry called it quits on Friday. Technically, he suspended his campaign. A campaign that, oh, by the by, ran out of money a couple of weeks ago, even though his political action committees still do have millions. And that, in turn, raises this suddenly pertinent question. What are all those super PACs going to do with all that money now that their guy is out? Marketplace's Nova Sappho has that story.
Right now, the group of PACs known as Opportunity and Freedom, which was supporting Rick Perry, has no answer to that question.
Well, this was a complete surprise.
That's Stefan Pasentino. He's the lawyer for the super PACs. Candidates can't directly communicate with their PACs, so Pasentino says they haven't had time to change direction.
We had just, in the days before the announcement, made a significant ad purchase.
With the reported $13 million the group has in the bank. It also now has lots of options of how to spend that money, says Jan Barron. He heads the election law practice at the firm Wiley Rhine.
I'm guessing that the Perry super PACs are hearing from many other super PACs who would like their money.
And from the PAC's donors who might get a refund. Barron says the super PACs could also directly support another candidate or give money to charity. He says the group could even convert its millions for the personal use of the people running the PACs.
It's legally possible, but is highly discouraged.
That's polite lawyer talk for bad idea. Stefan Pasentino says there is another possible outcome.
Theoretically, if there was a candidate out there that Governor Perry's supporters did not particularly think should be the Republican nominee, this group could certainly pay for independent ads opposing that candidate.
Gee, can you think of anyone who fits that description? Maybe a frontrunner?
He put glasses on so people will think he's smart. And it just doesn't work. You know, people can see through the glasses.
I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.